Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program. Another rainy evening here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, we're going to be speaking with Brian Head Welch of the group Love and Death. Now, if that name sounds familiar, many of you have probably gotten to know Brian, of course, because of Korn. But he's here to talk to us not only about the group Love and Death and also the upcoming album Between Here and Lost. You know, I think the great thing about this group's story is that they truly have a love and passion for music, and that is what really has united them. I'm looking forward to talking with Brian not only about that journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share it with the fans. I mean, he's been able, of course, to tour, but of course, because of the way that music is shared these days, a lot of artists are able to hear directly from their fans through the social networking sites like Reverb Nation, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm going to ask him what the group has thought of that way of being able to communicate with their fans, and also what his idea of success looks like today, because we know that because he's been doing music for so long, you know, a lot of people have different ideas of what success is. I'm curious to know what his idea is. To get things kicked off, here is Love and Death with the single Paralyzed. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
We'll be right back.
That was Love and Death with Paralyzed here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. As I mentioned, this afternoon we're going to be speaking with Brian Head Welch of the group. We're going to be talking to him not only about the upcoming release that's actually coming in just about a week. On the 22nd of this month, you'll be able to get Between Here and Lost. We're going to tell you how you can, of course, stay in contact with the group and everything that they have going on there. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brian. Stay with us.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
What if, for the first time in the history of the United States, we took a social and economic nosedive into oblivion? The Between Times by Marta Moran Bishop is just such a scenario. A story that reads like a folktale from the past, but in reality is a fantastic possibility based on the choices available to us today. The premise is nothing short of incredible, as modern-day Chicago fades into an evil darkness separated by a wall, a separateness ruled by the upper society that isolates and mistreats the poor. It is the belief in a legend that becomes the driving force behind the survival, a young girl named Jewel, living in the captivity of this devastating social-economic environment is the dream. She manifests hope and magic from within this beautiful tale. The Between Times is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Thank you for that, Marta. We're back with Conversations Live, and as I mentioned to you this afternoon, we're speaking to Brian Head Welch of the group Love and Death. The single that you guys heard there was Paralyzed. It's from their brand-new project that's coming out just next week, Between Here and Lost. Brian is joining us live to talk to us not only about the band's journey, but what he hopes you're able to take away from the album when you get it next week. Brian, good afternoon. Welcome to Conversations Live.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you on. And congratulations already on the buzz that is taking place with this project, man. You know, your online fans especially have been going crazy, loving the singles that have been released, but, of course, anticipating the full album. What has this experience been like for you, Brian? Because music is something that's not new to you, but this response definitely, I think, says that people are looking forward to the music and they appreciate you as an artist. So what has it been like?
It's been really exciting because, you know, we've been struggling for the last few years, and it finally feels like I found my sound with my new band. And the thing is, it's like I brought these new musicians in, and this is a total group effort. People are writing, people are putting their input in, and you can really tell because, you know, my first solo album was really experimental, so I'm really pleased where the sound of this band has landed.
Right. Well, you know, I think, Brian, one of the things that I heard as we were, once we announced that you were coming on the show, of course, and talking about the new project, is that, you know, the work ethic. I think so many people, you know, they know that you put your everything into the music. How important is it for you for that to come through in each and every song, that you are giving your listeners, giving your fans the very best that you have?
It feels good, and it feels very good that they're loving it because it's the worst. Like when you put your all, it's like your soul is the paint, and you're painting a canvas with the song. And when people come back and they're like, it's all right, you know, and you're like, I worked so hard. So it feels so good to know that people are really digging this.
Yeah, and they really are. You know, as I mentioned, the single that we played here, of course, was Paralyzed. You know, but the album itself that's coming out next week is one, I think, the very name, Between Here and Lost, says so much. Because I think there are so many people out there, Brian, that can relate to not only the journey of you as an artist, but you as an individual as well. You know, for those who are, of course, following you guys on Facebook and Twitter, you give a sliver of your story there on Facebook on your fan page about really what this means for you. You know, for you, when did you realize that you were going to dedicate everything that you had to music? Because I think it comes to a point where you realize this isn't something to play with. This is something that you really, you know, want to pursue. When was that moment for you?
Oh, wow. I think it was I don't know, mine was a crazy journey, but like when I was like, you know, 10, 11, 12, I was like, I want to do this. I want to do this. And I practiced and practiced, and I was writing songs at like 12 and 13, and, you know, not good songs, but I was trying to, you know, come up with stuff. And so, you know, that went on until I was like 17. And then I hit a rough patch from like 19 to, I'd say, probably 19 to 23, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
22, 23. It was just my friends left the town and moved to L.A. and started a band without me, and I was just like stuck by myself with no one to play with. And so I kind of just put my guitar down and just was living life, getting into bad things, drinking and drugs a little bit. And then that's when, at the end of that run, that's when guys in Korn, who left me to go start another band, they asked me to join them again. And I was like, that's when just everything, I put everything I had into it.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I think that is, again, the connection. You know, for you, when you hear, as I have seen, you know, people writing this already, so I know it's true that you've heard this, that your music has changed their life, that you have given them something that is not only true to who they are, but speaks to them in a way like nothing else. What is that like for you to know, Brian, that something that you created, something that you love, is literally affecting the way that a person sees themselves?
Oh, my gosh. That's like, that's the biggest gift ever, because that's bigger than any checks that you can get from music, because that's saying that, you know, there's something that was a gift that was placed inside of me and my friends, you know, and whoever's I'm in the band with, that it's here for a bigger purpose, you know, and it's not just for entertainment. It's for something more. And I was talking to someone the other day, and it's crazy because the period I told you about, that four-year period when I kind of hung up my guitar,
right?
You know, I was up to no good. I had this job with my friends that we were like stealing from the company, and then 5 years later, we end up like, Right at the job we were stealing money from, we ended up across the street, and we were in Korn, and we had this accountant that was like the biggest accountant in the music business. And I'm tripping out yesterday thinking about how I came from this place of just a thief kid,
yeah,
to 5 years later making it in music. And I, you know what I mean? And it's just, it truly makes you thankful for life, for just, you know, having to be able to do that. And just you saying that about touching lives like that, it's like, it really, you know, I'm just, on the days where I get tired, I just try to remember that, because it's really such a big blessing to be able to do what I do.
I totally agree with you, Brian. There's nothing else like it. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Brian Headwell, joining us, of the group Love and Death. We've been talking with him not only about his musical journey, but also, of course, the upcoming album, Between Here and Lost, that's coming out next week. Brian, you know, one of the things that you've been doing, and I mentioned this actually earlier in the program before you joined us, and that was, of course, social media. Facebook and Twitter are big, you know, for a lot of people, I think, and really helping you guys to be able to stay in contact with your, you know, your fans, letting people know what's going on, especially with the brand new project with the countdown now on. But also YouTube, that's been a big way, too, for you not only to be able to share with your fans, but also to get input from them as well. I mean, that had a part to do, of course, with the group. Talk to us about that and the way that music has changed and how you feel about, you know, now the way that people are able to not only see you guys, but also interact with you guys as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love the digital age. I love it so much. You know, there's these other older bands like Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and some of these bands that, like, they wouldn't put their albums on iTunes and stuff like,
yeah,
that. And to me, I'm the total opposite. I'm like, oh, new. There's new ways to connect. There's new ways to write music. There's new ways to get the music out there. It's not about, you know, I just love to change with the times, you know. It's just fun for me. It's like, I don't like the same. I love to keep changing. A lot of people are afraid of change, and they get anxiety from change. I'm the opposite. So yeah, I mean, the guys in my band, all the guys I jam with in my band, like, I met them on YouTube before I even met them in person. Every one of them. Yeah, it's crazy. And
yeah,
you could see, like, you could tell if there's a vibe, if, like, you know, you don't know personalities, obviously, but if you could see them jamming on their instruments and And you know, you can see if they'll be at least a musical fit for you. So I absolutely love it. And then the fans to connect, you know, to talk to them and hear their input right away. And just, you know, I've been doing better with that, like doing all my Facebook messages and everything, getting back to people. And the stories I hear are just, like, incredible. I love it. It just really uplifts me.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you guys for, of course, retweeting for our online listeners through blogtalkradio.com or for retweeting the link. We've actually had some of your fans retweeting it and favoriting as well. Of course, you know, being able to share with their network as well. So let's talk about this upcoming project. Again, as I mentioned, the countdown is on just days away before the release of Between Here and Lost. What does this album mean for you?
It means that we're at the place where we've been really trying to get to. And it's like, it's kind of like on top of a mountain experience where you just climbed the mountain and climbed and, you know, you took all these breaks and rocks are falling on you. But you finally get to the top and you're just like, finally, you know, and it feels really good to be here. You know, we're not the biggest band or nothing, but we're just really pleased with where we're at right now. It's going to be an incredible 2013. I don't think I'm going to see my house very much, but that's it.
Well, you know what? I know your fans are happy to hear that, Brian, because that means that they will have every opportunity possible to be able to connect with you. And we know you are busy, and we appreciate you taking out the time to be with us. Again, Brian Head Welch, everyone, has been joining us of the group Love and Death. You know, just an amazing guy, I think, an amazing group, talented for sure. Paralyzed was a single you guys heard. That's one of the singles from the upcoming project, Between Here and Lost. It's coming out on the 22nd. Make sure you guys do look out for that. Brian, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you guys and, of course, get all of the updates about the album as well.
Yeah, it's Facebook/ Love and Death Music and loveanddeathmusic.com and brianheadwelch.net and Facebook Brian Head Welch, all one word.
Okay, so they can definitely find you guys there. And again, congratulations to you guys, Brian, and hope you'll come back. We'd love to stay in contact with you again after the album comes out.
Oh, we would love to. Well, anytime. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, for you guys who came in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast of the interview with Brian about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged both the group Love and Death on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Brian's personal name on Twitter as well. So you can find them both on our page. Just go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. We're going to head up to Massachusetts where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he's standing by with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.